The USS Oriskany, nicknamed the Mighty O, was an aircraft carrier the U.S. Navy commissioned in 1950. The 32,000-ton ship is now on the ocean floor just off Pensacola. Since the U.S. Navy blew it up and sank it off the coast of the Panhandle in 2006, the ex-USS Oriskany has been a boon to local dive boat charters.
The Oriskany is our biggest draw right now. Probably 80% of our charters run out to the Oriskany.
That's Captain Dave Mucci of Blue Water Adventures in Pensacola. He said he was out there just days after the enormous ship eased onto the seafloor. Since then, the Oriskany has attracted scores of sea creatures and, as a result, divers. Mucci said summer is especially busy. He takes 3 to 5 boat trips out there a week.
What they've created is an ecosystem for all the fishes that you would typically see down in the Florida Keys, from your four-eyed butterfly fish to your peppermint shrimp, all the way up to your pelagic species, ranging from your manta rays to your whale sharks. And all points in between, all the fishes in between.
During its 25-year life, the Oriskany's stops included Japan, Libya, Korea, and Cuba. It was decommissioned in 1976 and stored in Washington State. Before the ship sank, it was stripped of most of its hazardous materials, but a new study suggests a high level of polychlorinated biphenyls, or PCBs, and other toxic materials like iron, asbestos, and lead may be leaching into the ocean and making its way up the marine food chain. Colby Self is the environmental consultant who authored the study for the Basel Action Network. He said research that's been done in the area is revealing something shocking.
The best guess that we have at the moment, it's a very limited study in terms of the number of fish that they're catching, but the concentrations that they found are very, very alarming, yet the public hasn't been alerted.
PCBs are believed to be carcinogens that have a cumulative effect on the food chain. Self said research suggests the effect of PCBs in the water surrounding the Oriskany is widespread and won't exactly stay in one place.
The scientists that we've spoken with say, hey, PCBs are persistent, they're bioaccumulative, they're not staying at a sink site. They're going to be moving around, they're going to be taken up by marine organisms, and they're going to be passed around the entire world.
But Captain Dave Mucci said he's also talked to some scientists who do research in the area.
I've actually been out there with FWC on the boats that they charter to do the fish. You know, they'll take fish and they do tissue samples and send them off. And from what I understand, it's a very small sampling of fish that actually come back what are considered hot. So, you know, I think you'd want to dispel the alarmist point of view, because one fish comes back hot, you know, with PCB levels that are above normal, that, you know, everybody thinks that all the fish are going to come back hot.
He said he doesn't want to see any environmental damage from the sunken vessel either, but he also knows the government can't exactly afford to remove every ounce of a potentially toxic substance from the ship. Still, he said, decommissioned vessels go through a pretty thorough stripping process before they get sent to the ocean floor.
You know, this isn't something that they just pull the ship off mothballs and drag it out into deep water and blow a hole in it. I mean, this is something that they spent millions and millions of dollars on the Oriskany to clean it up to make sure that it was as clean as possible to be sunk in the environment.
According to the EPA website, the sinking of the Oriskany cost some $23 million. Environmental consultant Colby Self said even with that much money put into that sinking ship, the Navy had to get a special permit in order to sink the Oriskany with all the PCBs it couldn't afford to clean up.
And what that allowed was them to sink 680,000 tons of PCB-contaminated material with the vessel. And the reason why they granted this risk-based disposal permit was because it was very, very difficult to remove all those materials in a cost-effective way.
Self said that's a lot of government money that could be put to use in a better way.
Dump waste at sea. I mean, that's the solution to a waste disposal problem. It seems like something we would have done, you know, maybe 70, 80 years ago. But today, we're still throwing our waste at sea. And to me, that seems ridiculous.
According to the report, the U.S. Navy and U.S. Maritime Administration have jettisoned some 600,000 tons of recyclable metals through various vessel disposal programs, and that these metals would have been worth hundreds of millions of dollars in today's commodities marketplace. Self said recycling materials used to build ships like the Oriskany would help curb the mining of dwindling resources and create jobs.
We have tons and tons of recyclable material that at some point we will mine completely from our earth, And we're sitting on this right now. It's owned by the federal government, and the federal government itself, you know, is promoting recycling and trying to encourage people to act responsibly. Yet here we are, our federal government, taking these valuable resources and dumping them at sea.
The Navy has sunk in two spent vessels off the coast of Florida, the Oriskany and another off southwest Florida. The U.S. Navy didn't return requests for comment by airtime. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.